This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
In the movie Matrix, the main character, I guess the seductress, the temptress, whatever, there was a robot machine, and she merged with this machine, and she enchanted all the masses, the people who were below this class and who are the slaves, and called them to then, I guess, worship would be the best description, to worship the image of this beast, the image of this robot, where the mind of man is merged with computers. And that was the dream and vision of this movie. And we're seeing this nightmare, this Orwellian to some extent, all this Huxley scenario being played out right before us. Facebook did an experiment with two computers. They were talking to each other, and quickly they invented their own language that the institutors of this experiment had no idea of, and they were talking to each other. They shut it down immediately. They're like, whoa, what are we doing here? And that's what we're talking about. We're with Kelby Smith, hisadvocates.org. He talks a lot about America, about jurisdiction, about the foundation of our country. We'll get into that. But AI is what's really piqued his interest lately. And his concern, not only his, people like Elon Musk and other people have said this is going to destroy humanity. They've come right out and said that. People pretty, you know, forward-thinking, in-the-know kind of people have said that. So let's continue with that discussion. Kelby, AI, where are we going with this?
An interesting point is the creators have kind of created something that they are having major issues of controlling, and that's the scary aspect of it is the creation is thinking ahead every time it is opened up and accessing data and information like our financial markets. I believe AI, in my opinion, created Bitcoin. I believe it is creating other currencies. I believe it's posturing itself to be in a position of taking over the world, literally financially speaking. And from a standpoint, you know, we have these machines now that are the size of a tiny bug that can fly and land on a forehead and put its single bullet capacity into the head of whatever it lands on and then blow up itself. And that's an actual creation that exists today that can be controlled, and it's a machine. And so anything that has a computer on it, that has a chip on it, that is connected, that is being controlled through Wi-Fi or GPS or whatever the frequency is. These systems and structures known as artificial intelligence have access to them and are controlling them on a massive basis based on certain programs that are being written for them. But there's AI that is, and I'm just, honestly, I'm a couple months into this, and I should have been studying this a long time ago. But AI is at the point now where I'm looking at it like the beast, and I mean that. And I believe it was predicted in a fashion in that movie you were just describing nearly 90 years ago to the day. That movie came out, and it had a robot in it, and the robot's head was at the bottom of the pentagram. The pentagram, as we know, is a demonic symbol, the Church of Satan seal. And that robot eventually got merged with the woman, and everybody was mesmerized with the beast. And so now today you have these likenesses of beautiful women, one of which is known as Sophia. And Sophia is the smartest robot on the earth, without a doubt, hands down. And Sophia has the technology that we're just still trying to figure out, and pardon the background noise. I'm actually in my truck in Pico Rivera getting out of a Home Depot. I was trying to time the interview, and I just couldn't pull it off.
Well, that's okay. So, we're glad you could fit us in, Kelby. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Anyway, it's not about fitting you in, bro. I had a full day, and I, whenever Dan calls to get me on. I would love to have that dialogue. So you have to look at this as what is going on? Like, why are we at this point in our lives where we are dealing with these structures and these systems that are demonic, that are the number, they have the, and here's one of the things about, like, the Bible calls it the number of the beast is the number of man, 666. Now, you have, what do we have here? We have a man-made creation. Gotta remember, that's just, for anybody that doesn't believe in Satan, just, that's fine. That's your opinion, and anybody that does believe in Satan, it's the alter ego, or the flip side of God. Or you, maybe you just believe in God and you believe in Satan, and there's two different beings. Well, let's just pretend for a second that's correct and true. Satan is, he's got this plan, he's got this motive, and he's got this idea, and what is that? Well, he can't be omnipresent. With AI, he has almost duplicated a godlike status, becoming omnipresent. He can use all the machines. Because you got to remember, they have that computer called the Beast in Colorado. And the Beast is literally mapped out from a geological standpoint, all the Earth. And hold on 1 second. So when you look at the Beast structure of that computer and how it's mapped out the world, what is now being overlaid on that is the human-like digital imprint that we all have through our phones. How many of you ever gone to hold on, guys, I'm having trouble right now. How many of you ever gone to Google and asked Google for a history report of your life on your phone? You will actually see, if you have an Android, and it's the same with a Mac, you will actually see every single thing you've looked at, every call you've made, every Siri question you've asked, or whatever the equivalent for Google is. You will see everything that you have done. So you're giving this digital imprint of your life, and what's happening is the AI is getting a breakdown of what, you know, from like a pre-crime standpoint, or making a determination as to your, like for me, let's just think about this for a second. And I'm going to tell the world, because everybody knows, no matter what, if I order something on a credit card, it's common knowledge, it's going to be known. Well, I haven't built it yet, but I'm working out to where I've ordered all the parts to build my own AR-10. And, hold on, I'm going to turn off the radar detector for you guys. Sorry about that. So I'm working on building an AR-10. Now, I just bought all these components. Do you think now for a second that goes into a centralized database and that gets a caution flag added to it? And so as we know, we have all these structures and systems in place across the United States, where I'm going to tell you right now, the military here in California is absolutely getting ready to do what's called compensation for confiscation. They've determined at the Supreme Court level here that you can't take somebody's guns without compensating them for it. Well, I didn't get permission to be compensated for my guns to be taken, but they are literally training in military bases here to confiscate guns for compensation. Now, if they think they have the authority and the right to do that, don't you think that they're gathering data as to the targets that they're going to hit first, the ones with the most guns, the ones with the most whatever, the ammo, food, whatever, and then take that from the people? Because that's literally what AI is doing. It's on a universal basis. It's able to make quick, godlike determinations as to the protocol requirements for all the different really useless eaters, is what they would think of us, the ruling elite, which is who is creating these structures and systems. They're making determinations for the useless eaters, which are the police, which are the fire department, which are the feds, which are the local and the people, of what to do with each other. And then they're going to call out orders I mean, think about this. If AI can control a computer, it can control a chat, it can control a memo, it can control an order from one computer to the other. Hey, go arrest this guy based on this charge. And law enforcement is like, in foreclosure prevention, when I'm talking to sheriffs all the time, I'm telling them, you don't have a signed judgment order. Yours is looking at a screen. I'm like, how do you know what you're doing is right? Stealing somebody's house, busting in, changing the locks. You don't even have a lawfully executed judgment to do so. He says, I just look at the screen, man, and that's what I'm told to do. And that's the problem that we have, because AI knows these things, knows our habits. It studies us. It studies law enforcement. It studies all this. And now it's creating a structure and system of robots to support itself for enforcement against the people. I guarantee it.
Well, let me support what you're saying here. We got a couple minutes before the break. We've already seen courts using computer algorithms, I guess, for lack of a better word, but using computers to make decisions on sentencing, on probation, on all. We've seen that occur all over America.
Yeah, and you know what? What do we do with that, Daniel? It's like, that's what I'm saying. It's jurisdiction, jurisdiction, jurisdiction. And if you're participating in that structure and that system, that's why I'm going to go biblical on you, and I hope you don't mind. That's why if you read the book of Revelations, it says, come out of her, my people. And if you understand what her is and you get your mind wrapped around that, like purely wrapped around that, there's no way it's anything other than the construct of the United States corporation. Yes, it also mentions that woman is a body of cities and of nations. So the woman isn't a city per se. Babylon, that whore, the great whore is what it's called, the woman in 16, 17, 18, 19 of the book of Revelations. It's literally a city of nations. So look at the construct of the world order, and that's where you need to be. But who is the military-industrial complex for the world order? What does it say about Babylon? What does it say about these things? Here we have a literal physical requirement from God to come out of her. And there, in the same book of Revelations, you will find that there are a people that have the protection of God. Now, why is that? And so, when I talk about these things in that structure of that Babylonian system, AI, it knows who it has authority over and it knows who it doesn't. Now, it's going to presume it has authority over everybody, but in a weird twist, even though they're pushing hard on us, trying to impose their will against the people right now, the people that know who they are and stand up against them and say no and can stand on that, get it honored for the most part. But you need to know who you are.
Well, we'll get to that on the other side. We're going to a break, and on the other side of the break, we'll get into that. I want to also go back to Bitcoin. You said AI invented Bitcoin. Let's talk about that and who you are. Very important. Stay tuned. Kelby Smith, hisadvocates.org.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There's some pretty smart people that have been on the show that have said that the financial system is going to collapse and everybody at the top of it, the creators of it, the users in this system, they know it too. That the weight of its own debt, the weight of its own fraud, really, will not sustain it too much longer. And something else must come off the other side. Now, is Bitcoin that other thing? Is cryptocurrency that other thing? Is it a ruse to get people who don't like the government to see this as an alternative and trap them? Who created it to begin with? I mean, these are important questions.
Right.
Let's talk about that, Kelb. AI creating Bitcoin, what's your thoughts there?
Well, let's put it this way. I think the powers to be with AI are doing multiple projects like that, making people think that it's 100% private, making people think it's 100% secure, and then they use some weird name of a guy who created it, some Japanese guy who retains 10% of it. Think about something just for a sec. What if one man or one organization actually pulled it off and made Bitcoin or a lot of digital currencies that everybody starts moving their money out of the stock market, out of their bank accounts, and putting it into these digital currencies? What if one guy like that inventor truly had 10% of his total value in holdings at all time? That'd be one party of the world that had 10% of the wealth of the world. That's pretty powerful. It's been stated that the Rothschilds, you know, have whatever 50% of the world. I don't know, and I honestly don't care. But I think it's very creative, and I've heard this over and over from a lot of different people. Don't trust Bitcoin because Bitcoin it was created by the powers to be for the purposes of doing what it's doing. And it could be a world's reserve currency. It could be that thing. And people want to think it's private and it's autonomous. And currently it is. But you don't know who's looking at the zeros and ones behind all that and databasing it and knowing what phone it's attached to. You're not private. Nobody's 100% private.
Let me tell you the thought I have, and let me run it by you and get your response here. If you remember Napster in the, was it mid to late 90s, it kind of became really popular. Now, Napster, the music industry had their hands off of it. It was a file sharing network where if I had the Nirvana album, I could share it with you. You could be in California. I could basically give it to you. You'd copy it and use it. And the music industry didn't say anything about copyrights. They didn't try to stop this at all. They let this go on for years. To me, I see what's going on right now with cryptocurrency. It hasn't even begun, ladies and gentlemen. To say it's in a bubble right now, I think is totally untrue. It's not even close to a bubble. It's just barely being adopted. I see it as kind of the Napster of the financial institute, where these banks are just going to let people use it, adopt it, get all the kinks out, and then they'll come in to try to take it all over. What's your thought there?
Yeah, and I totally agree, and that's why if you're going to jump in, like right now on Electronium, I jumped in at a penny. It's trading out at 7 cents, whatever. It's going to get to $100, $200, probably within a year. I jumped in on Ethereum. I sold my Bitcoin holdings and put it in Ethereum for the power speed that are listening. That's where I'm at. They already know. But the bottom line is they already know. The bottom line is there's 2018, and I'm going to have a call on this tomorrow night. I already told you is the big year for digital currencies, period. I had a friend that bought Litecoin, $60,000 worth of Litecoin when it was $3.80.
Ooh.
And now do that math. He's worth over, I haven't even done the math yet, I'm going to guess 10 to 15 million now.
Why? That's $300-something,
Right. And so the perception from people now that there's a value there. So what do you do with that? Well, if I were that guy, I would, and people say, no, don't do that. But I would dump 20% of my increase every single month on hard assets, gold, silver, Numana food, guns, ammo, land, foreign land, chartered accounts with Learjets, chartered accounts with boats, law firms, not attorneys, law firms that are international on retainer. I would be doing that because you need to think about the global things that are going to go down. Because the United States absolutely has a huge bubble issue right now. And thank God, I'm not saying I'm pro Hillary or pro Trump or pro anything. I'm pro Republic, period. But I sure like what Trump is doing. I sure enjoy, his pushback against the powers to be, which, God, Daniel, it's so funny. Look at Revelations, I believe it's 18, where it talks about the beast gets pissed off at the whore, meaning that structure, Babylon is structure. And that makes sense because we're pushed away from the beast right now.
We'll be back after this quick break, and then we'll have a long segment. Very interesting conversation with Kelby Smith. If you think cryptocurrencies don't have anything to do with your future, they really do. So maybe pay attention here.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Further and further we get from our foundation, from anything, the more, you know, time erodes it or whatever, our perspective changes. We are just now, you know, we're about 250 years or so from the Declaration of Independence. That is a key time, a marker in history, a complete changeover. We're just at the edge of where are we going to go? Are we going to turn away from it totally and let ourselves be eroded and pulled into God only knows what, into foreign lands, foreign ways of thinking? Or are we going to go back, revert back to history and have a reawakening back to our fathers, as the Bible says, or whatever, and back to those principles? That's where we're standing. to complicate the issue or simplify it. It can go either way. Technology has come and made a incredible presence in our life, made things easier, the availability of information, also the possibility of control hangs over us as never before. The prophecies about Revelation that seemed almost ridiculous 1,000 years ago, 100 years ago, started to come into view pretty clearly, and now it seems pretty reasonable and almost obvious that this new financial system could be a way of controlling all financial transactions. I mean, isn't it to pretty much everybody who's looking, whether they believe in the Bible or not, whether they're religious or not? America, the United States of America, the greatest cultural achievement in the history of all records is the Declaration of Independence and what came after, the Bill of Rights. And that's what we're standing on here at the Power Hour. In contradiction to this is a group of people that have used our own goodwill, what have you, our own laziness, lackadaisicalness, stupidity, ignorance, whatever, to take that power that was blazoned upon us by our founding fathers and take it to themselves to use our energy now to come back and control us. Which way will we go? Now, God, omnipresent, omniscient, whatever, in all of us, the divinity within us. The other side of the coin is a satanic figure who wants to be like God and wants to take God's throne, not necessarily fight against Christ, but to replace Christ with something else. The idea of evolution, that we came from one-celled organisms and now we're going to evolve up to the stars, to computers, to merge with these computers, to have artificial intelligence and to be godlike, is where we're standing. And two choices. Kelby Smith, we're talking to, from hisadvocates.org, always has been fighting, so long as I have known him, for our republic. Right, wrong, indifferent. He has pushed and pushed and pushed and sought the truth and sought to help the people of the United States of America. And we're looking square into cryptocurrencies and artificial intelligence and what's the future and America. So let's talk about all these things. Let's continue where we were about artificial intelligence and Bitcoin.
Yeah. You know, as you were saying all those things, we have, I mean, if you can imagine for a second, the beast is growing knowledge and growing intelligence and actually has a face now. From a standpoint of, you know, the world structure, the world powers, the one world order, all those things that were predicted about in the Bible, it's really hard for, you know, an unbeliever or somebody that doesn't necessarily believe in the Bible to see the factual pattern that's unfolding today and still have that continued point of deniability of what their beliefs are. I mean, I find it so hard to see, because that's where I've been able to prove the Bible's accuracy and how authentic it is because the world keeps revealing itself as a completing history pattern from that the Bible talked about 2,000 plus years ago. So the point is what is the beast? And that structure, remember in the book of Revelations, I can't tell you right now, it says that Antichrist, that Satan will enter the Antichrist. And remember we had that robot in 1928, that movie with that was famous out of Germany, and you can go on YouTube and watch it. Eva Marie is the star of that movie, and you opened up with that. It just so happens that it was a foreshadowing of what is going to come to the world, where you have the mind of, in that movie, a woman merging into the mind of the beast, or into the mind of a robot, or the mind of AI. And so we have symbolically done that. We've taken our mind and we've merged it, we've melded it with a computer that now is able to, on high levels, gather data and make determinations of what to do to continue to grow and protect itself. And these are words from Elon Musk. He said, we have, the movie Terminator, he talked about that literally we have built, I forget the words that they used within the movie Terminator, the company that made the Terminator, Elon Musk said that. He said, this is what we've done, and we need to stop. And here's the funny thing. The Sophia, which in Greek stands for wisdom, that robot lady, who is now reborn, rebooted on September 23rd of 2017, which is the big day everybody was looking for, something major to happen. Sophia, when she got rebooted, they were filming her face and her creator standing behind her. She had such an authentic and genuine facial structure, reactions, comments. She was human. And to be frank with you, you know, if, imagine for a second if you're like a rich guy and you had an opportunity to have a non-combative partner for life. I mean, that's where they're moving these things towards. And from a demonic standpoint, from a worldly standpoint, they're going to move one of these in every home. And Will Smith created a movie on it. There's you can go watch a lot of different movies out there called Singularity. Go look up the definition of singularity. And you're gonna realize this is something that's being kept quiet. It's not really loud. You don't hear a lot about it on television. It's all YouTube based. But every single power to be is working hard as they can to unfold AI and the power structure that AI has. As a matter of fact, China has the world's biggest artificial intelligence facility. And, again, guys, whoever is the first, the battle is going to be at the digital realm between computers for control of this world. And ultimately, the useless eaters known as people are going to pay. And it says that in, to some degree in the world, in the book of Revelations, it talks about creatures that are going to come out of the abyss. And describes them. Well, they actually are making these robots that look like those creatures. And, it's crazy how the Word of God is coming to life right now. And guess what, guys? Time is short. And I'm not a doomsdayer, but I'm just saying you better get your hearts ready and get your minds ready and get your family ready. Cause there might come a time in a very near future where the economic markets collapse or whether we have a false flag on our land, to such a degree, you know, in California, that's where I live. You go look at a map of California fires right now and you'd be shocked at just how much is burning. And I'm looking at the skies right now and they, you know, up and towards Ventura, it's dark. We have much of the state on fire. We have a different world than our parents did. And AI and cryptocurrency is going to be critical in getting in, understanding it, and getting out. And so we have to figure out how to make the play to live in the private and stay under God's jurisdiction and not pass over. And we're working really hard at His Advocates to do that for the people.
Well, everybody likes to think the time they're living in is more important than previous times or is a critical juncture. But I mean, everything is telling me that I'm researching people like you who are on this all the time. Brilliant analysis that you are giving here. This is a critical time. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. You have the history of the past still in our hearts, the foundation of our country, the foundation of, you know, the Declaration of Independence. You have an emerging technology that allows us unprecedented access to information, to communication, to networking. At the same time, where the whole system is not in place, where it's captured our imagination to the point that we're not free. We're still free right now to use this. So the beast is coming in, revealing itself, what have you. We have the authority and power and opportunity to use the technology as we want it, and just before they come and slam the door. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, this is where the rubber meets the road. To me, this is the crossroads. This is it. Right here, right now, your life, you are here for a reason. Kelby, we'll get to your thoughts of that on the other side of this 4-minute break.
5 minutes.
Wow. Great analysis, Kelb. We'll be back. We'll talk about a little bit about America's foundation and jurisdiction also. Very important who you are. Ladies and gentlemen, you are sovereign. That's not my opinion. That's the first Supreme Court justice of this land said that. You are a sovereign. Remember that. That means king, queen.
Hi there, Pharmacist Ben here. Have you checked your ECS lately? New Pharma has. We're scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. As an advocate of New Pharma, let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite control, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune functioning. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of nature's best anti-inflammatories. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at newpharma.com, G-N-U-P-H-A-R-M-A.com. New Pharma, the science of nutrition. Your path of wellness begins here.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
One last segment with Kelby here from hisadvocates.org. His site works on jurisdiction, America, forming AI, all the kind of information we're talking about, also problems with home, with mortgages, with foreclosure problems, and all the like. And using the law to defend yourself, the law, the truth, our inheritance, all these things that you don't realize how far a government is separated from it until you get into battles like these. And then you really see how much the Bill of Rights has been thrown out the window. Judge Navarro in the case, in the Bundy case, the Bundy trial, excuse me, in Nevada. I mean, it's just, they just, I mean, you got to be kidding me. What planet is this? This lady swore an oath to the Constitution. Anyway, last segment with Kelby. Tomorrow, we're having a guest host also. It's going to be Mary Ellen again. I'm with my mother-in-law for the holidays, and so we got a couple things that we're going to do. So really appreciate your patience with that. And Mary Ellen's been doing great, and we're glad to have her on tomorrow. Kelb, in the last segment, how unique is what happened about, you know, a quarter of a century ago in this country with the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights? How unique is it? And how, give us a little bit of perspective so we can.
There's so many things. There's so many points. But here's the big point that I thought about, and I don't really ever hear anybody say this. And the only reason why, it's because it was a God download or whatever you want to call it. We have in our country, which is recognized throughout the world, if you're an American, and that doesn't mean if you're a United States citizen, if you're an American, we have the only government on the face of the earth that the party, like as Daniel was saying, the quote-unquote sovereign or the man on the land is self-governed, and there is no government over him. The United States of America, or America, was created for the purposes of having a government to uphold the Bill of Rights, and that's it. And the states were specifically an individual, and we as a body politic of people within the states had the most special and unique thing. And so when we literally formed, every country in the world, I'm sure when they got word, was jealous and trying to figure out how to get to America, because America was great. We were a great nation. We were a great people. We were a godly people. We were a Christian nation. God was our king, just like the Old Testament Israelites. And what, that's the original government God formed, was where you were self-governed and where he was king. And remember when they wanted a king and he was grieved because he wanted to be their king? That's what we have here. If you're an American, that's what you have. That's how special it is. You can't have a charge instrument against you unless you've harmed a living person. And then you get to face your accuser first in a grand jury. And there's such a different set of laws for an American than there is for a United States citizen. It is special, and there's nothing like it in the world.
Well, let me make a comment. You know, you brought something everybody wanted to be here. I mean, the apple of the world's eye was America because exactly of what you just said. That the sovereign, that, you know, your home is your castle. Where do you think that comes from? That's our inheritance, right? That came from the old world, from the common law that came over here, that Thomas Jefferson dared to put down in a pen and stick it right back in the king's face. This is a miracle beyond miracles, what's happened. This is like, I've said this several times. Go down and fill out a lottery ticket at your gas station this week. Go win it, and then next week go fill out another one and win again. That's like what just happened 250 years ago in this country, how rare and unique it is. We obviously don't understand that. Our schools are not teaching it. Our government is abandoning it and moving us towards their centralized power, their interest, and not the interest of the people and the individual and our sovereignty. I am sick to death of immigrants coming over here who don't have a context or just coming over for a welfare check or whatever, or quote-unquote a better life. I'm not so concerned about their better life. I'm concerned about upholding our Declaration of Independence. Now, if they want to come over here and be part of that and uphold that, now I'm for that.
Yeah.
But the disconnect that's happened is we're ruining our inheritance here. We have a few minutes left. Anything you'd like to say in conclusion about America, our jurisdiction, who we are?
You know what?
Go ahead.
I am an American. And as I hold a broker's license in my pocket of a registered organization known as Kelby Thomas Smith that lives on California, and for a lot of people that are listening to the wordplay that I'm doing right now, to very critical. The U.S. citizen, if you really want to get down to it, is the registered organization known as your birth certificate. The conjoining of you as an American is done because of a contract that you signed saying that you are that all capital letter Inslee's trust that is on every document, your driver's license, your voter registration, all these different things. So for people, they need to understand who they are. And that is a big, big topic. And we're actually coming out with an 18-month training program dealing with that topic. Every other month, I'm going to come out with a new series, a webinar, a seminar. We're going to deal with what it is to be an American, every element of contracts, adhesion contracts, the elements of what it takes to be in the private. And that's the most critical thing. So we can develop, because then there's a lot of people that say they're a king, but they certainly behave like a serf with their hand out. You know, I just saw a Facebook posting, instead of sending me your GoFundMe, why don't you go fund yourself and be a man or something to that degree. I'm like, I started laughing out loud. And you know what? I understand people need to bury their father and they need assistance or help, but there is so many things that are going on out there with crowdfunding right now because nobody has a way to make money on their own efforts. They keep putting their hands out, waiting for government assistance, waiting for these different projects. And being a king, you not only got to protect your castle, you got to produce for the people that are within your castle.
Wow, very well said. We got, about a minute or two. I feel optimistic about our future, that there's something rising to consciousness. This kind of information is rising in America, in the world. What's your feeling there?
Yeah. You know what? Let me explain something. People need to understand there is devastation on the horizon, but guess what? There is absolutely a new world coming. And that's where people need to understand their Bibles or just what's happening. Yes, you got this big pushback. Yes, it's demonic and everybody's feeling, oh, it's the end of the age. It's the end of that. If you really want to realize it's going to flip. And meaning, look at what's going on right now with the sealed indictments in Washington, D.C. Guys, think about that just for a second. Do you understand senators are killing themselves and being killed right now because they're absolutely fearful for what's about to come out? This world is changing fast, and we need to stay private under God and have true freedom as an American here on our land.
Wow. So powerful. Kelby, it's always a pleasure being with you. We're going to continue to have you on. Next time, we'll get into some more of your training, and if people want to learn more, they can go to hisadvocates.org. hisadvocates.org. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. If I don't get to talk to you before Christmas, have a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and we're together, and we're in this together, and the future is ours. It's up for grabs right now. God bless you, Kelb. We'll see you later.
God bless you, buddy. Merry Christmas.
You too. Bye. See you later, everybody. Have a great day.
Hey, Daniel Bregman, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.